在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
How are you getting on with my bike, Jean? I've got to go out soon.
It's nearly finished. It's only got a flat tire, you know, Annie. I don't see why you couldn't fix it yourself.
It's to do with the division of labor, Jean. Even under self-sufficiency, it just isn't economical for everybody to do every kind of work. We all have to specialize. That's why some of us write articles and address meetings and so on, while others of us, well, fix bicycles, for instance.
I thought all that was what we were trying to change.
Look, it's not worth arguing about. Have you read this article in the paper about the new French government's so-called green economic policy?
No. I've been too busy fixing bicycles, actually.
Hello, everybody. I've got someone for you to meet. The other two are through here. Lauren, this is Jean, and this is Annie. Lauren's from New York. I just met her in the bookstore. Apparently, she needs a place to stay.
Just for a few days, that's all.
I expect that'll be all right. What do you do, Lauren?
You know, in New York, we've got a lot of immigrants from El Salvador and Nicaragua and places like that. I teach English to immigrant women.
What brings you to Washington?
I guess just traveling around, you know?
I'll get it. Hello, 218-5434.
Can I speak to Annie Peters, please?
Speaking?
Ah, good. My name is Christy Schmidt. I don't know if you got my message.
I thought you might ring again. Yes, I got a message, but I wasn't very clear who you were and what you wanted.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm a freelance journalist, and I'm very involved in the Green Movement in Germany, and I was hoping to do an interview with you.
Who would the interview be for?
Oh, we have a very good environmentalist magazine called Grünes Licht, which means Green Battle.
Yes, I know the magazine. I don't agree with its political views, though. I believe in non-violent action.
Oh, yes, so do I. I wasn't definite about Grünes Licht. I mean, I might well give the article to someone else. The point is, I'd really like to meet you anyway.
All right, then. When would you suggest?
Tomorrow morning is the only time I've got free, really.
It's not very convenient. I've got to go shopping.
I'll come with you, Annie, if you've got nothing against it. Where shall we meet, then?
We can meet outside Cheapman's.
Where's that?
It's a big department store in Slumbridge Road, near Eastern Avenue subway station.
I don't know that part of Washington well, but I'm sure I'll find it.
See you there tomorrow, then.
I look forward to it. Bye-bye, Annie.
I don't trust that lady. I wonder what she's really after.